Blog Talk Radio.
Cut off of the song. Today is Ideal Society, not America anymore. Let's talk about what we really think of things where we live, socially, economically, personally, spiritually. I wish someone would call me in, but, you know, I don't even know if they can on the free one. How many people are moving out of America? I just found an article. I don't know if it sucks, but I'm going to read it anyways, okay? The Wall Street Daily. This is from October 2014. Imagine an oceanfront lot for only $250,000. It sounds unheard of, but it can be had in Mexico. In fact, my friend just jumped ship and landed this sweet deal along the Pacific Ocean. Another buddy of mine recently took the plunge and decided he's had enough, too, relocating to a mountain enclave in Panama. He sends me emails about low prices and a quality of living beyond his greatest expectations. They're not alone, though this year record numbers of Americans are set to not only escape the United States, but also renounce their citizenship, too. While millions struggle to come here, one must ask the question, why are record numbers of highly educated and wealthy U.S. residents and citizens heading for the exits? Hint, it has nothing to do with great real estate deals. Historic America. You see, it's not the land that's driving people away. It's the idea of being tied to what America has become. Growing up, I was part of a patriotic family. We worshipped the USA almost to the point of idolatry. We welcomed the soldiers back from Vietnam. My Sunday school teacher lost her son in the war, and we students did our best to comfort her. When Jimmy Carter failed to stand up to the thugs in Iran, we welcomed the flag-waving anti-communist Ronald Reagan into our hearts and our aspirations. He spoke for us and gave us hope. Most importantly, he often called on us to remember and restore the America of the past. Reagan was famous for saying, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve our children this last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. If we fail, at least let our children and our children's children say of us, we justified our brief moment here. We did all that we could be done. Yet I wonder, and we are still the special place of which Ronald Reagan spoke, or have we already taken our first step into 1,000 years of darkness? After all, Reagan was elected president in a distant era 34 years ago. America has changed so much since then. For starters, 56 million Americans who might have been born were not. For Roe versus Wade will never play a ball game. Were it not for Roe versus Wade, we'll never play a ball game, strike a note in a symphony, or invent a high-tech gadget for Apple. What greatness these millions could have brought about will always remain a mystery. They'll never watch I Love Lucy, eat at McDonald's, or attend our schools and universities. They'll never listen to rock music, join Boy Scouts, or play Little League. Meanwhile, we continue to allow countless immigrants across our borders, ones we aren't even forced to learn English, as the immigrants of the 19th century were. Instead, the latest generation of immigrants has been taught a multiculturalism that encourages them to reject what is uniquely American and instead look to change America. Worst of all, the greatest of these change agents has been the President Barack Obama. As New York Times reported in 2007, Mr. Obama recalled the opening lines of the Arabic call to prayer, reciting them with a first-rate accent. In a remark that seemed delightfully uncalculated, it will give Alabama voters heart attacks, Mr. Obama described the call to prayer as one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. As president, he's been a success. He wanted to change America, indeed. We'll never be the same again. In the final analysis, I won't leave America myself, but I must admit a fondness for a previous time when change hadn't yet come to America. And I yearn for a leader who will rally us to once again embrace the uniquely American values of honesty, hard work, and love of God, which led to our former success. Instead of leaving, I'll stand and fight. Your eyes on the hill, Floyd Brown. Floyd Brown boasts a lifetime of political involvement ranging from political appointee in the Reagan campaigns and consultant in the Bush, Doles and Forbes presidential campaign. So he's very Republican, which is concerning. I'm very sorry I read this article. Unless you are very Republican, you would have enjoyed it. So kudos to you. I read that, and I still probably should have stopped at the first paragraph. I think that's about what I wanted. So why are people leaving? Oh. Gesundheit. Bless me. There's hundreds of reasons. Hundreds of reasons to leave America. And there might be hundreds of reasons to stay. Why am I staying in America? My son wants to finish school here. That's it. This point of seeing where all the political agendas have gone and how we're treated as citizens in general, who's had their taxes messed with? Who's had their incomes? Who's had their energy supply messed with? The numbers must be astronomical. Hundreds upon hundreds of reasons to move out of America. Political agendas being forced on us. You're penalized if you don't have health insurance. Why is this? Because too many people would maybe go to the hospital without any insurance. So there's all these bills, and then maybe doctors not getting paid, and then they can't be employed. But then why don't we set a sliding scale? Something. If you go to the emergency room for something and it costs $2,000 and you took your blood and you got a couple shots or an x-ray, there's a problem, you know. And then now we got insurance on everything. I don't know. The food prices, the gas prices, people leaving their home country. Do you hear this? Does anyone see it? Do you know how many Americans are leaving the country? How would there be that many empty houses, at least in Michigan? Where is everybody going? Overseas. It's not just for real estate. It's for ease of living. Oh, I've still got 18 minutes left. Probably locked up.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. From my loneliness, locked up in a hole of nothingness, set us free from my loneliness. Not just I, society and home, trapping ourselves in monetary gold, brainwashed, fucked up. What?
Guest call in 657-383-1065. I don't know how it works. You can call in on that number. Well, today we're talking about why are so many people moving out of America. He referred to two people he knew. I'm referring to two people I've known that are moving out of the country, or one did and one is on the process of. Two different countries, nothing like America, and they're happy. They're happy to be going there. They think the quality of life is better. People are more content, you know. I don't know. So what does everyone think about that? Well, no one's going to probably call in, so let's see if I can find another article. I can't, because I probably don't want you to know. I probably don't want you to know how many people are moving out of America. And it's a lot of rich people, too, a lot of educated people. And then a bunch of us are stuck here, pretty much. So I don't know. I don't have much more to say today. I read that article, and I'm saying I know of two friends that are moving out of the country. I wish I had the luxury of moving out of the country, because I don't see things getting much better. I think the laws are going to get more stiff, and even though they're allowing medical marijuana and things in certain spots, I think it's just another implementation of laws and things so that they can cause more havoc than actually freedom. And more bondage than freedom. You have to have your card to get it. You have to have your card for this. You have to have your card for that. We're just heading in the wrong direction. I'm going back to a cash society would make much more sense. Things of that nature. But I guess we'll see how it turns out in another 10 years. I don't have much hope left. I hope for the best. I always pray about it and hope that God's going to bring us through. But I don't know. I don't know anymore. What about air, water, and earth, air, water, and food? Why doesn't everybody have that by now? We have the money as a world. There's a lot of wealthy people out there. So many people could be fed and clothed and have fresh water. I'm having kind of a frog, not a frog in my throat, but some sinus thing here a little bit. So I'm going to close up the show with Jesus, can you find my heart? And maybe we can ask ourselves some of those questions today. Why isn't it getting better but worse?
Children, and
Well, I hope everyone has a great day, and ideal society, not America anymore. It's not. Too many people I've known that have moved out of the country and are completely thrilled with where they are. That's not normal, to lose dedication to your homeland. I'm hoping I can stay here, but the government's made it kind of hard for me too. So it's hard to know how it's going to end up. I hope everyone has a beautiful day. It's a little cloudy here. Looks like it wants to rain. So I hope everyone has a great one. Blessings to all from Fire Moss Spirit Warrior. Bye.